Praise the Lord. God bless you this morning. The prophet said those mystic lights that we see, it will pick us up one of these days. We want to thank God this morning that we have a message that's preparing us for when that time comes. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
What is this strange feeling I feel in the air? I feel that, yes, theophanies everywhere. The heavenly hosts and the earthly hosts uniting. There's going to be a rapture in the air. What an atmosphere. Things that are to be, what we feel in our hearts, what we see in our midst, are things that are to be. Things that are to be, what we feel in our hearts, what we see in our midst, are things that are to be. The capstone came shouting, grace, grace, grace. Oh, to cap off the pyramids of all lies, here we stand in God's image and likeness. We are flesh of His flesh and bone of His bone. You know what, saints? There's never been a people like this. Let's lift our hands and worship Him together, amen. Things that are to be, what we feel in our hearts, what we see in our midst, are things that are to be. Things that are to be, what we feel in our hearts, what we see in our midst, are things that are to be. Modern events been made clear by vindicated prophecy. That's what it is. It's modern events been made clear by vindicated prophecy.
You know, Friday night, was such a blessed night for me, saints. I felt like I received a charge from my theophany. A fresh burst of faith to press this button. May your theophany hover over you this morning and give you a charge to resist this world. Amen. And enter into that realm of perfect faith. For the dove of a cafe, love flew into our hearts. Bringing comfort, peace, joy, and love. Thank you, Lord. You know what? This mortal shall put on immortality. In this immortal season, this corruptible shall be incorruptible. For all eternity. You want to lift your hands with me and worship Him together? Oh, things that are to be, what we feel in our hearts, what we see in our midst, are things that are to be. Things that are to be, what we feel in our hearts, what we see in our midst, are things that are to be. Modern events been made clear, by vindicated prophecy. That's what it is. It's modern events been made clear, by vindicated prophecy. God's children, do you feel that you will? Do you feel it now in your soul? Those mystic lights that we see. Oh, it's things that are to be.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I truly thank God to be in a place like this morning. Amen. Presence of the Lord amongst us, giving Him thanks, giving Him honor, giving Him glory. What a privilege it is, saints. We could truly worship the Lord. Amen. So ask Sister Paula and the saints to come and sing for us this morning. Amen. Glory, glory. Unworthy this morning. We are not worthy, saints, this morning. But His blood, His grace has made us worthy this morning. Amen. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ had paid the price for us. And we thank Him this morning. Hallelujah, that He has brought us into a provided place where we could truly worship Him and give Him praise and give Him thanks this morning. Hallelujah. Don't you feel good to be in His presence this morning? Let us lift our hands and give Him praise and just thank Him this morning and worship Him this morning. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The one who we serve, the one who is amongst us this morning. You just thank Him this morning. Hallelujah.
God bless you, saints. Welcome to all the strangers and the visitors. This morning I'm singing this song and I'm mindful of those of us, or those amongst us, that have backslidden, that have left our midst because the trials were so hard and they didn't realize the sacrifice that was made for them. Some of them may be amongst us this morning, trying to come back. I want to encourage you, please, think of the sacrifice that was paid. It was not a simple or easy sacrifice. It was a tremendous, tremendous sacrifice. And I would ask the Lord to break the revelation of Calvary to you, that you can fellowship with Him truly in His sufferings and see what He went through. And also, not just the suffering part, but the part where He hung on the cross with love in His eyes for you, knowing what you would have done before you did it, yet still dying for you. So this morning as I sing, I want you to be very, very conscious of where the song is coming from and what Calvary really means. Amen.
And I longed to be free. I did not know that you had already done this work for me. But then you called me. You cleansed and you filled me, and I was so amazed that you could really love me. But
Thank him this morning. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my. Amen. That he bleed and died for. Hallelujah. Let us stand this morning and sing that angel with the swept back wings. He is the one that means the most. He is the one that went to Calvary Cross this morning. Unworthy we are, but he is the one that means the most this morning. Isn't he the one that means the most to you this morning? Could we just lift our hands and thank him, saints? Oh, don't just lift your hands, but thank him. Unworthy, but he is the one that means the most. He took us into the inner veil. Show us. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, let us sing. Oh, that angel with a sweater. Oh, that angel with the swept back wings. He's the one that means the most, saints. He's the one that
he took us in. In a veil, reveal himself more privately. Here we are in perfect strength in the proud misses of God. Oh, that angel with the swept back wings. He's the one that means the most. Amen. Simply, he means the most. Each and every one of us today, I believe if we have experienced His great love, seeing that He became sin, that we could become the very righteousness of God. As the Bible says, we can stand without condemnation here today. There is now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Blessed be his wonderful name. We know that God has blotted out our sins, has put them far as the east is from the west, and made us to stand justified in his presence. Surely that creates a worship, a praise in our hearts. We can enter his courts with praise and his gates with thanksgiving, knowing that in that holy of holies, that blood has been sprinkled for us. How thankful we are this morning, even to come here and to give testimony like the leper. We have been cleansed. Amen. We have been loose. Hallelujah. We see that dove flying at the end of the seventh day, crying, holy, holy, holy. Glory be to God. Amen. We know it is. It has flown for us. Still flying across the land, dripping with blood today. The blood of the male was poured upon it. We have a little dedication time here. We would like to do this. Our precious brother and sister Jerome Duke would like to dedicate their baby boy, Jeremiah Hosea, unto the Lord. Also, brother and sister Trevor Williams, like to dedicate the baby girl, Dawn Grace, unto the Lord this morning. Amen. Bible says, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. Thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion. Thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. What a great blessing it is, friends, to know that the king is in the city. The great headstone has come to the city in these last days. And here we are, delegates of that city four square, with a confession that Jerusalem above is the mother of us all. Children of the married wife today, innumerable company of saints, spirits of just men made perfect. The church of the firstborn. Is that right? Is he the firstborn? Are we his church? Is he the head? Are we the body? If this is the age of the marriage, that the head and body no longer twin is one? The Bible said the spirit and the bride say, come. He blesses out of Zion. Don't look at the bride as some ordinary thing, friends. She's the final voice. The final age. All seven messengers are in glory. But the bride and the bride, if you have churches, churches, bride, brides. But there is a victory in the reason of his death on the face of the earth this morning. Hallelujah! That he and her can go back to Eden together. Glory be to God. He'll finish everything in this bride. You believe that? Then how much more when it comes to dedication of these little ones? They are the finishing touches on this city. You know that? He who is the great divine architect of our being, friends. Amen. The one who city whose builder and maker is God. He put in these last little parts of this city here. That's why we come. Is something so real to us by God's grace. Amen. Praise his wonderful name. Lovely Lord Jesus, our precious Father, we thank you, Lord, for this few moments when your presence overshadows us. This is what we like to feel when the time of dedication comes. Knowing that these little ones are too young to be baptized. But their God, the parents standing on their behalf, holding them, dear God, bringing them for dedication. And this is the way that you have provided for them to receive the blessings of your economy. And Lord, we thank you that we have this blessed privilege to dedicate them today in your great presence for a life of service. It baffles our minds so many times how you can take the tiniest of things, the smallest of things. But truly, O God, no matter what you do, how small a thing is, some of the greatest things have been found under the lens of a microscope. Why you do it in this way is to show that you are God in simplicity. You said, despise not the day of little things. We thank you for these little ones, Lord. Our precious brother Trevor and his wife, standing here in your presence, with a little darling girl that you've given unto them, Dawn Grace. Lord, I pray that this would be the dawning of a new day for them, as the grace that is great in our sin, as this great capstone message of grace has come, that grace would so fill their hearts, knowing that grace is the power of the Holy Spirit for us to rise up and manifest your word, dear God. Lord, there was a day that was promised to dawn upon the face of the earth when this reality would be shown forth in your redeemed. We pray that you, Lord, we continue to provide and supply their every need, even as they would continue, Lord, to fulfill this vocation of raising the children that you have given unto them for your glory. We now present little Dawn Grace to you, placing her by faith beneath your precious blood, Lord, where we know she is safe and secure from all harm and all designs of the enemy, that wicked one. God, knowing she'll ever be under your watchful care and under your divine guidance, divine influence, and divine protection. Oh God, I pray that she will grow, Lord, to your honor and to your glory, showing forth your praise, fulfilling the purpose that you intend for her. In the name of Jesus Christ, today we dedicate her for a life of service. Amen. Gracious Father, we thank you for our precious brother Jerome and his wife. Lord, walking in this light, may you continue to bless them, dear God. May you continue to strengthen them in faith. Oh God, in this great challenging time, may the Holy Spirit fill their hearts. They can rise up, oh God, and be such a standard, such a light, such an influence and a reflection of this message in the area where you have placed them, Father. As they bring the little boy, Jeremiah Hosea, Lord, for dedication today. We pray, dear God, that you will receive him as we offer him up unto you for a life of service, asking that you would place him beneath your precious blood, that you would watch over him and protect him, O God. You will keep him from all harm and all danger, and he will grow to your honor and to your glory to fulfill the purpose for which you have sent him. Lord God, may you so anoint the parents that they could raise him for this purpose. May he bring joy and gladness to their hearts, Father. And God, may your blessing ever be seen and felt within the family circle. Grant it, Lord, we pray, as we dedicate little Jeremiah Hosea to you for a life of service in the name of Jesus Christ today. Praying once again that you will bless them all for your honor and for your glory. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Let's just pray one more time for the service, the rest of the service. And I just want to encourage you to have faith and hold your request in your heart. I just trust in the Lord this morning, not knowing how he's going to go. And we also have a written request. I'd like you to join in me and believe. The saints in Grenada, you know, they have to move out of the building that they are in. They have been given notice. 2 months, and we want to pray that God will provide the right place suitable for them, the place that they'll be able to be free to worship, and you know that you just have the necessary facilities and the accommodation that would be so suited to carry out the service in the way we desire it, and the ones in the area where God would have the church to be, that they can be brought to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Let's just pray, and you also hold your request in your heart. He promised to supply all our needs according to His riches in glory. This is our faith, Father. This is our confession. As we as a church gather around your divine presence, looking unto you who gave these unfailing words of promise, and knowing that they are good and true in every situation, no matter what their conditions might be, no matter how much the enemy might try to hinder, but yet, oh God, we know that you are God who is able to supply our every need. And so, Father, we pray that you will minister to the needs of your children right now. You, the omniscient God, who knows the things that they hold in their heart and the confession of their faith in your presence. I pray that you will give them that breakthrough to take a hold of these things. No, it has already been supplied for us. For it is written, we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. God, make it accessible to each and every one, in spite of faith, that they could apprehend it and take a hold of it. Lead them by your Holy Spirit, Lord. God, that these things can be their personal possession. Give faith and courage to pull down every stronghold of the enemy. Knowing like Israel, you told them every place the sole of their feet tread upon, that you have given unto them, even though it was given that a fight foot and take it. But Lord, the captain of the Lord hosts was yet to lead them into battle, to possess and make personalized that which you had given, Father. And let it be to every true Israelite of God here today, standing in your presence in this Ephesians at the end of the age. And Lord, we ask also on behalf of our brothers and sisters in Grenada, knowing their God that they are in need of a facility at this time, that they'll be able to gather and have services, oh God, and continue to carry out the commission of fulfilling your work in that neighboring island. We ask today, Father, you who have provided down through these years for them every time a place was needed, God, that you will provide also the suitable place. We see how you moved the church from station to station. We see how you brought in different ones at different junctions. We learn and we have recognized and we have understood, oh God, that the footsteps of the righteous is order of the Lord, is not within man to direct his own steps. And yet, God, just like you led the children of Israel, you choose the course, you choose the way that you led them and where you went to the camp, oh God, and the things that you desire to do in their midst in certain places. And so we ask, dear God, that you will cause them to come to know this, Father, by revelation, by the working of your Holy Spirit, Lord. You would make it known to them, Father, and dear God, that they will have the place needed, oh God, before the time is up, that they have to leave the place where they are present. In the name of Jesus Christ, you who said, if you ask for a bread, you will not get a stone, ask that your joys may be full. We ask this according to your divine promise, believing that we have received what we ask for, and knowing that we shall have it. So we thank you and praise you this morning, believing that all our needs, oh God, that we brought before you today, have been met, Father. And now lead and direct us, and everything has to be said and done in the course of this service. May the Holy Spirit give unction and utterance, that the word will be ministered in power. May the word not be bound, but may it be loose. May the quickening power follow that word, oh God, and quicken it and reveal it and interpret it and make it clear, write it and engrave it in every heart, dear God. May you break every fetter and every chain around the lives of your children. Let the sick be healed. Let the blinded eyes be opened up. Let the prison doors be opened. Let the captive be set free. Oh God, let the church receive a charge of faith to rise up, oh God, into a higher bracket of faith, Lord, to walk in closer union with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for your great grace and your blessings and your power that is present here today. Do the exceedingly abundantly, we pray, above all of your ask, not only for us, but out in the islands in the region where our brothers and sisters are gathered, Father. Oh God, in anticipation, I know that this word that is going to be spoken this morning will go to them, Father, by medium of tape. We pray, dear God, that everything that they have need of, Lord God, may you direct me to speak, Lord, that the word, Father, can be ministered to every brother, every sister, every father, every mother, every young person, everyone in the office, everyone that have responsibility, oh God, that, Lord, your children that you are gathering in this region, Lord God, their faith can be perfected, every doubt can be dissolved, Lord, every shackle can be broken. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the Spirit speak expressly. May God be glorified and the church be edified. We ask it in the name of Jesus Christ. And can we all say amen? Amen. Amen means so be it. Well, praise the Lord. You're happy to be in this house? I look across and I see my precious sister, Lisa Dason. Yeah, we glad to see her in the house of God in Trinidad here today. Amen. And she standing next to her husband. What a beautiful sight. See him standing there by himself. A season. But it's good to see who was present in the spirit, now also present in the body. Amen. It does something. It's really truly nice. And we are certainly glad and believe that God is going to meet every need in our midst today. And God will bless us and give to us what we have need of. I have some things in my heart I would like to speak. Continuing on our inspiration, I've been speaking about the time, the end of time, and trying to get the church posted and make these things clear, and then trying in a way also to bring it down so you can have better understanding and it can help you who discernment may not have been in the place to catch exactly what it is has been happening, that it can come a little closer to you. My prayer is that God would make it real to you, where it could be a revelation in your heart and you can have faith. And not because I say it, but because you can recognize God would come into pass. Sometimes, you know, being in a body of flesh and being in Trinidad and we're not living in Jeffersonville, it is be hard for people faith. But if you think of your own self, you never live in no day where you ever had to see the word being fulfilled present tense, except the time you are living in. Every other thing you read about. So your only test to know if you really know the word being fulfilled is what you look at. So your real test of coming down to recognize whether you are part of the body and that eternal life is in you is from the time you come into the message to this present time. Everything else you learn by reading. Sometimes you don't realize that. You sit down there and try to look backwards. And I keep emphasizing that because I'm trying to say the flesh has changed, but the God is the same. And not the flesh never profit nothing. It's the spirit that giveth life. Even Jesus in the corporate virgin born body said the flesh profited nothing. So the difference there is faith. Faith does raise you up to perceive. Let's turn to Daniel chapter 10. I believe the Holy Spirit has a reason for putting us in remembrance of things that have been spoken in times past through our journey from where we started to where we are present. Because without putting in remembrance, you will never know what you came through. And you will never understand what God is trying to achieve by passing you where he passed you. So that's why God has to bring back things to remembrance. That's why you hear the apostles, like Peter saying, I will put you in remembrance. While I'm in the tabernacle, I'll stop your mind and keep in remembrance. You hear Paul telling Timothy, keep them in remembrance of these things. Why? You hear Jesus coming back, oh fools and slow of heart. May the 16th today, 1976. Then open your understanding, that you might understand the scriptures. in Frank Street, written in the wall, written in Bataria. And we should put up that picture in the men and the world team is May the 16th, 1976. Holy Spirit spoke directly. Why do thoughts arise and why do trouble? It is I, be not afraid. That same I is still here. Think of that, friends. That's 28 years ago. 20 is the time of life. Daniel 10. In the 30th of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel. A thing, mystery, whose name was called Belshazzar. And the thing was true, but the time appointed was long. And he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And in the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of that great river, which is Hiddekel, then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Ufaz. His body also was like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his hands and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. Those who were in the wedding yesterday, I was speaking of how the bridegroom was decked. Remember, the bridegroom was decked. Because Daniel 10 to 12 is Revelation 10. Amen. Revelation 19 shows how the bride is decked. The bridegroom and the bride, because this is the coming of the Lord. That's the head coming to the body. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision. For the men that were with me saw not the vision. But a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Sometimes a man stands up here to talk this vision that he's seen. But you watch men around him run and hide. And start a quake. Because he's seen something happening, breaking. Therefore I was left alone and saw this great vision. And there remained no strength in me. For my comeliness was turning me into corruption. And I retained no strength. Yet heard I the voice of his words. When I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground. Daniel 12, verse 1. I've gone through this many times in the church, so you know, I'm just picking the places here. But from 10 to 12 is one vision. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was, since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time, thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. Because those who are blotted out can't be found written in the book. I mean, they shall blot the name out of the book. Revelation 3:5. But those whose names are found written in the book, that means it was not blotted out. Because under no circumstances could it be blotted out. They were attributes of God. Michael is going to come with that open book. And he's going to deliver the names that he found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and conjunction. Some to shame and everlasting contempt. That's two things right there. Because there's some that are going to raise up to go in the millennium. 144,000 that die are going to be raised up to go in the millennium. The others are going to have to come in the second resurrection. Just like the dead in Christ on this side shall rise up to go in the millennium. But the rest of the dead will live not for 1,000 years. You know that. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn men into righteousness as the stars forever and ever. stars set in the courses, wise, spirit of wisdom and revelation, a little group. And when that mighty angel come in the open book and them names are delivered, watch them shine. Watch them stars set in the courses. Battle stars under the North Star. The Daniel 12 is the coming of the North Star with the open book. Christ, Michael, the great prince. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Then I, Daniel, look and behold, there stood other two. The one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. Moses on one side of the Hiddekel, Elijah on the other side of the Hiddekel. Two of them, when that mighty angel comes down. Some of you theologians question me already. Look at you. That's thus said the Lord. You see what the prophet said? I don't know what he said. That's thus said the Lord. The Lord is saying that. I'm crazy, friends. I preached the Bible for 30 years. This spirit can never leave that world. You know that. Maybe you look in there, you can see. But one man is in the vision. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, that it shall be for times and time and a half. And he reveals to him, after them thunders of the voices, the time of the end. 1,203 score days. Time, times, and half a time. 42 months. 3.5 years. Not 7 years. 3.5 years. And when he shall have accomplished the scattering of the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Till when? Till the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. But the wise shall understand. They have oil in the lamp. They have the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Same message brings do for us here, it do for them over there. Is that right? May the Lord bless you and bless you. Have a seat. I want to speak a little bit and take for a title and call it Seven Thunders, the End of Time Vision. And for a subject, the words which were the revealing of the words which were closed and sealed up. We read where it is sealed up, and so we know that it has to be revealed. God promised it was going to be revealed. Before I go on, I want to read more scriptures to help you. Let's turn to Revelation. How many know Daniel is the book of Revelation of the Old Testament? Apocalypse. His vision is sealed in symbols. Vision and prophecy. John, in the book of Revelation, the things he saw and heard, is also sealed up in symbol. Revelation, book of symbols. Compare the two visions now. We just look at Daniel's vision, look at John's vision. Revelation 10. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. Both Daniel and John goes into the description of this great mighty one coming down. And he had in his hand a little book open. Daniel names him Michael the great prince, the archangel, the chief angel, Christ. Over here, John just says, another mighty angel. Paul calls him the Lord himself, who descends from heaven. Is that right? But Abraham ties it to and says, Michael is Christ. He's the voice of the archangel. He comes with a shout, a voice and a trump. So watch. And he had in his hand a little book open. Daniel tells us about the book. It has names in the book. John don't tell us it has names in the book. But Daniel tells us it has names in the book. Daniel said those names in the book have to be delivered when he comes. Is that right? And he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth and cried with a loud voice. And when a lion roared, as when a lion roared, and when he had cried, seven thunders utter their voices. And when the seven thunders utter their voices, I was about to write. And I heard, because what? The commission was, what you see and hear, write it. But when it came to this part, don't write it. There's part of the book of Revelation that's unwritten. There's part of the book of Daniel that's not revealed. He says, seal it up. You won't even understand it. Don't try to understand it, Daniel. It's for the end time. I'll unseal it then. So, there's things here. I want you to notice. You tell me. I'm preaching this. I'm putting all my life and all my ministry, all my stand all these years, down the line right here this morning. Either I'm false or I'm true. Either I come from God or I come from the devil. I from the true life or eternal good and evil. I can't preach church. I ain't come to join church. I believe that there's a God among us here that is still unknown to many people. I believe there's a voice that's been speaking and many ears are not tuning to hear. I believe the voice is a scriptural voice. I believe the voice has spoken always from the scripture. I believe the voice speaks even a certain way. That whenever it speaks, it opens the Bible. And I believe that's the work of the Holy Spirit. I believe that is beyond miracles. That's the opening of the word. That's the third power, the mystery revealer. I believe these are the divinely revealed mystery truths contained in the seven seals that is literally turning the hearts of the children back to the faith of the fathers. I believe this was sent to wake up the bride. Wake up to what? That she's eternal as God is eternal. That's impossible for her to fail. She's ordained to manifest the word. She's a victory. That's right. I believe this is to take the fears and doubts out of the people. And sure, she's a super race, a super church in the last days. Not just saying it, but the word to move into that place. That she take that stand and stand here. Knowing that she's the very interpretation of the word. He's the Old Testament and she's the New Testament. Husband and wife. The bride is part of the bridegroom and the bridegroom is the word and she's part of the word. Is that right? It's impossible for the word to fail. She cannot fail. The word herself, take the word itself and reveal herself in itself. At the end of the New Testament, the same way he did it at the end of the Old Testament. That's right. Can anybody deny that the word herself don't take the word itself and reveal herself in itself? Oh my, you 28 years too late to try to deny that. But the thing is, you don't catch it. The thing is, you're still in Trinidad with it. You're still looking for something. And then when the same old things come back and spoke over to you, oh my, the Lord now doing something. No, you're not waking up. It's here all the time, but you have to move into it. You have to listen and hear and move into what you're hearing. Get in the rhythm of the word. This comes from home, friends. This taking us back where we come from. My. You want to make this the fellowship of the mystery. You understand my knowledge in the mystery. And when those seven thunders, I uttered a voice I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven. Said me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lift up his hand to heaven and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that are therein, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. Same vision. Over here on the Gentile side, time no longer. Over here on the Jewish side, time, times and half a time. Exact! The thunders and that vision is revealing time to both Jews and Gentiles when it's run out. End of time seal. When it starts, it's a total secret. Only 144,000 will get two wings of the great eagle to fly. Every other Jew will be earthbound. But they'll have two wings of the great eagle to fly into a place prepared where the food is. Did Elijah eagle fly into a place prepared when Jezebel and Ahab was controlling the earth when the heaven was shut up for 3.5 years? Was they being fed in the air? That's Bible. How many know that should return? How many know Elijah would shut the heaven for 3.5 years? How many know that the fourth seal is eagles all the way to the end? How many there going to be prophetic anointing on 144,000? They'll know the beast. They'll know the number of the beast. They'll know the name of the beast. They will overcome the name, the number, and the mark of the beast. They will sing the victory song. Is that right? Why got the Father's name written in the forehead? How did they get it? A sealing angel. Because two prophets are calling and are sealing. Seal them up. Is that right? After I send my two angels, my angels, with the sound of a trumpet. Matthew 24, 29 to 31. Two angels, plural. One trumpet, singular. What is that? Prophets calling out. Call them out of Judaism. Is that right? To recognize the true atonement. That's right, friends. Will we call out? Are you called out? You still in the world? You still have organizational influence? Or are you called out? After being called out, are you taken up in the mystery? Is the rapture revelation to you? Do you understand what that cloud means? Do you know what them seven thunder says? Do you believe the seven seals are open? You in that place, you are worshiping the living Christ. The people in that place do not know nothing of a historical God. When them seven thunders are revealed and you are called, you are worshiping the living Christ. It's present tense redemption. Israel under a prophet message was coming to present tense redemption. Baptism, coming to the Red Sea, healing, gifts of the Spirit, prophecy, drinking the living water from the rock, all present tense. Is that right? My, look again. And the angel whom I saw stand upon the sea upon the earth lift up his hand to heaven, just like in Daniel. Swear by him that lived forever and ever, who created heaven, things that are daring, the earth and things that are daring, and the sea and the things which are daring, that there should be time no longer, time no more. But in the days of the voice of these seven angels. You see, in the vision over here, the Daniel, which is to die people, there's two men here with that angel. Over here to the Gentiles, there's one man here with that angel. How many of the three prophets witnessed against seven trumpet? One to the Gentile before the rapture and two to the Jews after the rapture. How many know it takes prophet to catch them thunders and to unseal the sealed word? The word cannot be unsealed other than eagles, other than prophets. Is that right? Only prophets can unseal the word. And does the prophet know the time and the season? When is it? He said, you're a preacher. I talked more than 70 days. Times, time, half a time. Even speaking in symbolic prophetic language. And they get it. Over here, he said, time is no more. He said, don't you know it changed from the thunders not promised in the church age? He's son of God. This is to reveal the son of man between son of God and son of David in the conjunction. The book is sealed until the denominational ages run out. But after the denominational ages run out, then seven thunders utter the voices and the seven sealed book is open at the time of the seven thunders of Revelation 10 after the denominational ages are run out. Is that right? Is that what he said? That's what he said. That's what he said. Then, my friends, you are agreeing to these things. But that's the working of the sums. The conclusion is we are here. And these things that was hidden in the book is being brought out. These things that were sealed is being unsealed. That's a fluke. That's somebody stumbling to something. You mean you stumble for 30 years and just keep stumbling? No. You come to the tree. And the tree just brings forth its fruit in every season. And you just come in with the fruit. Because why? You have access to the tree. You have access to the tree. Friends, you don't know. I asked you to sing this song, unworthy. You don't know that I know I'm unworthy. You guys standing here speaking these things in the merit of my flesh? I'm speaking this in the office. It has to be spoken. It had to come back around a second time and be reiterated. I'm raised up to say what he has said. That's right. That's what I'm trying to say. Don't let his presence be unrecognized. Discern the body. Discern what you see and what you hear. Because these things that come back around had to come back around to take the bride out. There is no trick coming along of that. He will let you go blind until you have reason to see. So watch. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. What does that mean? What Daniel sealed up will be unsealed. What John was told, do right, somebody have to hear back those thunders again. Somebody have to see back those visions again. John knew what it was. I was about to write. I said, don't write that. But Lord, how will be made known if you commission me? No. I'm going to reveal back these things. And if a prophet get a vision, he must go to the scripture to prove his vision in scripture. Did he take Revelation 10, 1 to 7, and his vision, what time is it says? Is this the sign of the end? And prove that his vision was scripture? Did he say what was prophecy 3 years ago is now history? What is the attraction? Is that right? He saw it back. And when he saw it back, he says, I couldn't make out certain things there. I couldn't understand. I must go west. I went west for the blast to come back east and do what? Interpret the unwritten word. Interpret the unwritten word. There's a part of the book unwritten. The part that had to do with change is unwritten. The part that was to gather the bride wasn't written. The part that was to show the bride her name in the book wasn't written. The part that was to give the bride perfect faith wasn't written. The part that was to make her know she was known wasn't written. Seven times we'll gather the bride. Seven times give the bride revival. Seven times give your faith to be changed. Perfect faith. Perfect faith is known in your position. Seven times reveal that name. Deliver that name that's in the book. Seven times don't be here and the name remains undelivered. No. Michael comes to deliver. He's the voice of the archangel. Like the archangel. Voice of seven thunders to deliver. Amen. Satan, but I'll try to contend with him. The Lord rebuke you, Satan. Take the body of Moses. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Raise it back up. Three prophets. You see that? Two in Daniel connected to the last part of the book. At that time, Daniel is saying, at that time shall Michael stand, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. There shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. Think of it. The Jews had amateur tribulation. 6 million killed under Hitler and Eichmann. The tribulation of those days. But the great tribulation, Jacob's trouble for 3.5 years there. And here we are, between amateur tribulation and great tribulation. The world in birth pains. Whoa, whoa. Hitler killed 6 million. Pol Pot in Cambodia killed about 1.5 million. Saddam Hussein killed tens of thousands. Different people around the world, over 150 wars fought after World War II. Think of it. That Korea War, you had Vietnam War, you had drug war, industrial war, cocaine wars, all kind of wars. In Trinidad, we have such war here until they take the prime minister, the chief minister, to go and sit down with the chief drug lords to try to get a truce, to try to beg them. You know, don't kill so much now. Because nowhere police and army could stand the flu up till now. Do you have discernment? They tell you that 70 miles by 40 miles we're talking about. This is 1.3 million in Trinidad and Tobago. They are dotting the map of the world they can't find. Yet, our oil, we are expecting some revenue because of a problem in Iraq. What going on this dock is tied there. If they could get fired, if the economists could work out the mathematics and so much finance in relation to Gulf War II, can the Holy Spirit reveal what going on in the spiritual realm? You're not soaking. The expectation get so high that the minister said, wait, don't go spending too fast. Don't spend too quick. You know, lest we squander our money and so on. They're conscious of the problems in the world today. And we have a commodity here. We have a resource. And that is how we get our revenue. And that is how we are able to drive a car and eat food and you pay your rent and you do these things. And the country is not like, let's say St. Vincent or Grenada or one of those islands there that don't have no industry. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you hear in the word, you think maybe this don't relate to that, that relate to that. No, friend, we're in the age of globalization. It affects everybody and everything. And these are the things that, you know, you desire your people to see and know. Because how else can you get prepared The word is coming right straight to you, showing you. But sometimes if you don't desire and hunger, say, Lord, I don't understand it. You have to reveal it to me, Lord. I'm hearing it, but I want to know it. Because there's an urgency about it. It's saying something. Think, friends. Time of trouble. I'm trying to show you time of trouble. We have political troubles. We have troubles in the schools. They can't stop. Show me guns and drugs and teenage pregnancies and everything else. We have problems with AIDS. They help people. They don't know what to do with it. Rampant eating out the Caribbean. We have trouble with politics. We have trouble with finance. The cost of living and the kind of homes you want to put people in. You just look at a little pigeon coop they're putting there. After all you don't breathe already and the problems. Trouble everywhere. Trouble in the churches. His ministers gone wild. Just pulling for money without any conscience anymore. Deceiving people left and right. Just to get rich quick. Can't you see? Don't you realize your word has come to empower people who work in a certain sphere, in a certain environment, we have all these troubles, that if there's one and two that are fine, when they meet them, they can raise them above their heart. They can deliver them. Because when Moses and Elijah come with the thunders, what will they do? They will deliver them. Out of Jezebel hands. Out of Egyptian hands. Is that right? Then Malachi 4 come here. He delivers out of Egyptian hands. Out of Jezebel hands. Out of denominational hands. Is that right? He shut the thing. Because the revelation made him fly above the system. He could look at the system. He could look at the architects. He said, look at Lucifer. He's building a kingdom. You see? This is the thing that bothers me. The last 2-3 years, especially preaching since September the 11th, 2001. And preaching those messages, plan genocide, put it down, pray, and all these messages. Focusing there to try to show you the fourth beast devouring the whole earth. I says, people don't look and see it. They look around the world and they ain't see no fourth beast. They ain't see nothing. They ain't see nothing breaking up the earth. They find the world nice. They find things going sweet. He says, look at Lucifer. He's building his kingdom. And those men that he's using, his fallen angels is in these men. And these same men going to enthrone him as God over the world just now. He said, can't you see that Jezebel? How she bewitched the nation? She got into the White House. She wormed her way into the cabinet, into the treasury, into the schools, into the Senate. And sometimes people look at you and think you're trying to mystify the message. But it's so hard. You're going to preach like this, people kind of look at you funny. Because they believe that thing going on. See? Are we anointed? How could people be anointed with the Holy Ghost when the Holy Ghost comes to reveal? The end time was for revealing. Everything was going to be shut up until the end time. Then he opens. Close up and seal up the words, Daniel. Don't write it, John. But Lord, nobody will know. They will be caught in the snare. The world. No. I'm going to send an eagle, the greatest one since creation, going to come flying. Amen. I'm going to vindicate it. But it's going to shut up science. It's going to shut up education. It'll challenge the medical people. Everything. I'll raise the dead. I'll appear in the heavens. But I'll speak things. I'll do that. Come down visible and be photographed. There'll be such vindication like never was. Did the world see it?
Didn't know what it was? He's a presence of God unrecognized. God being misunderstood. True sign overlooked. Why? Then he tells us why. As the Jews was blinded to reject the Messiah, so the Gentiles is prophesied to be blinded to reject it also, so it could go back to the Jews. Is that right? Oh my. Then the church nations are breaking. Israel's awakening. The sign that the prophet foretold. The Gentile days numbered with horrors encumbered. Eternity soon will unfold. Has he been telling about eternity? Has he been telling about the immortality? Has he been talking about eternity spring sun? I come from the earthly to the heavenly. Amen! Before you could even say, sing that and see that, to sing that, that means these things have to open. These things have to open. Because you don't even know what spring sun and return of spring sun, what season, you don't even know what time it is. They take a watchman in the town and say, the morning cometh and also the night. Yes, sir. He said, look the star. I see the morning star. I said to you, shalom. A watchman in the tower. Then he went to the Bible and said, look, Isaiah 60. Then he went to the Pope, leaving Rome, the ancient enemy of the church, to go to the ancient seat of the church, to Jerusalem. He said, what for fellowship? To deceive them in fellowship. Like a serpent going flat trees to take the kingdom. You know why? You know what made that man different? He eat food like everybody else. He buy Bible to preach from the same Bible store like everybody else. He went to the same restaurant and eat and eat with them the same food and everything else. You know what made it different? He was born an eagle. He was anointed to fly. He was sent to bring a message. To shift this generation and call the elected people. And though he was unrecognized by man, he was recognized and vindicated by God. Oh my. Elijah has come. He's done his work already. Jonah said, the bride has made ready. Amen! Glory be to God in the highest. Thank you, Jesus. Now drop with me to Revelation 22 quickly. My. Yes, sir. So watch now. These things is going to be revealed until the days of the voice of the seventh angel. Until the end time. End time and seventh angel goes together. Seventh angel is a prophet. End time prophet. End time evangelism. End time messenger. Before the earth is burned with fire, send Elijah. Hold it! I'll send Elijah. Before he destroys the Gentile world, Elohim will come walking in human flesh. End time. Shall I hide from Abraham? No, I'll open up the secrets. I'll pull it back. I'll let Abraham know how that his immortal season has come. Amen. I'll let Abraham know this civilization is going to pass away. I'll turn it back to its pre-industrial state. I'll turn Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes. Put it back where it came from into the earth. By a baptism of fire from above. Revelation 22 verse 6. And he said unto me, these things are faithful and true. In the last chapter of the book here now. Revelation 10 finishes the book. Because from all the rest is in Revelation 10. When the thunder of the voices, that's when the book is open in reality form. When the book is open in reality form, it is revealing what was, is, and is to come. Past, present, and future. Everything is being revealed. The mystery is finished in the days of the sun. So all these other things, you may think you're not revealed in the message. And he said unto me, these things are faithful and true. And the Lord God of it, the holy prophet, sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Oh my, see what's coming there now? He started off with the times at hand in chapter 1. Blessed he had read it and hear it, the words of this prophecy, times at hand. He ended up here with, behold, I come quickly. Remember, they asked him, Lord, when thou restore the kingdom of Israel. He said, nothing to the time and seasons. He said, but his son himself didn't even know it. My father only had that shut up. But then at a certain time in his ministerial ministry, The whole revelation was given, but in symbol form, still sealed. And a certain part that had to do with the coming, the tenders. Keep it a secret. Keep it a secret. Don't even write it. Leave it as an unwritten word. Why? It's already hid in other places in the Bible. Because you can't add to the word or take it from the word. You can't add to the word or take it from the word. So it's already hid in the book, even though John didn't write it. Everything was in the Old Testament when Jesus came. Then Paul had called him in the third heaven, saw things not lawful, and Paul sealed up things in the New Testament. You know what I'm saying? That John didn't have to write that. You know, Paul had done teach them things. When Malachi 4 came, he went back in the word. And he said, this seventh seal. Now it's not written. John didn't write it. Silence in heaven. Jesus didn't speak of it. I could start in Genesis and show you it was in shadow and type and come all the way down to the Bible. Amen? I trust he's giving you grace. Are you understanding? He's helping you? Oh my. You mean after preaching 28, 30 years, some people, you still can't catch it? And he said to me, these things are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things that must shortly be done. Who is he selling to me? That prophet. That prophet is revealing the book of Revelation to John. Tell John, the Lord God of the holy prophet sent his angel. He was that angel, that seventh angel, to show unto his servants the things that must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophets of his book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I heard and seen, I fell unto worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, see thou doeth it not? For I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren the prophets. So this angel is a prophet. And he said, the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show his servants things must shortly come to pass. And of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. And he saith unto me. And he saith unto me. He tell John, who knew what the thunders was. John is the eagle, friend. That's right. He tell John, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of the book, for the time is at hand. He know, John, you know it. But what you was told to seal can't be sealed now. Don't seal this now. It's too late to keep this sealed. Brother, the elect is ordained to get the revelation. I preached here over the Easter, went to New Zealand. Went out there, to the farthest part of the world can go from here, where the sun rises. Hit in Gisborne. First place on earth, Gisborne. We was up in the Northland, in New Zealand. Gisborne is lower down. But watch something. Go way out there and come back. Came back. But Elijah called me. He said, Brother Vin. He says, the room that we have, where they post the tenant used to live, downstairs, my place there. He says, you know the tenant have moved out. He said, we call that place Mamre. He said this. He said, these past couple of weeks, these things is gathering there. And we are looking at the videos and we are watching here in the tapes and these things and fellowshipping. You know why I live in my memory? Abraham in the tent door. He said, when we hear, we tell the springtime, the immortal season. He said, I just preached it yesterday. Come here, man. I just preached that yesterday. He said, but I've fallen close. He said, CEO went up east. I said, come back west. He said, we get the tape. Judgment follow grace. When you came up, he said, you look very tired. He says, but I said, hey, look, you went to judgment. He said, "Brother," he said, "I know you got the upper post like Paul. You went out there." He said, I can imagine the breaking of these things. He says, "How did the people receive it?" I said, "Well, I've been going there for a few years, and you know, people have confidence and they receive the word." I'm trying to show, look at these young brothers. Look what they're following. Look what these things mean to them. He said, "Brother, you see what's happening?" And they tightened up on these things. He said, we started a little investment company. We call it Mamre Investment Company. He said, so to provide some work for some of the believers in the assembly. See, take a cup and dip it in the sea and bring a cup full. And if you're living around the sea and all you have is a cup, and for 20 years of a cup, you're going to be a cup full. A man who comes in 2 months can have a bucket. He comes in 2 months, put a bucket and he pull up. He can come with a bucket full, you know. All same sea. Because you is not the one who is God bucket and cup. Bucket and cup ordained from heaven. You're born on earth with your size fixed. I want you going to pick up when you let it down. So it'd be very foolish to think, "I need mercy so long I can't see that. Somebody can see that." Paul coming last. You need to walk with Jesus. Listen. And he said unto me, "See that the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand." Watch where it goes to from the unsealing of these things. Watch where it goes to. What's the next thing? "He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still." What's that? The closing of the door. That the closing of the door. When the door is closed, who inside can't come out, who outside can't come in. Who is filthy is still filthy, who is righteous is righteous. Mercy is finished. That's it right there. Watch the unseen of these things. Eh? Because I want you to see, seven thunders have to do with time is no more. Over to the Jews over here, over to the Gentiles over here. Follow me closely and help me to travel quickly. "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give to every man according as his work shall be." That's the reward. That's the paymaster with the wages. Every man, that means evil and good. Who sow to the flesh will reap corruption. Who sow to the spirit will reap eternal life. He's coming to give every man according to his work. The supreme judge is speaking of judgment. "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." Watch, that's the complete revelation of himself. Foundation revelation, capstone revelation. Abel and Enoch. Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, first and last. First message and last message. Son of Man revealing the first message, Son of Man revealing the last message. Not the in between. Paul, the seed in Paul age, come back to seed in the last age. Watch it. Alpha become Omega. "Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life." Revelation 10, that's the tree of life. With a book, take it and eat. That's the only place to eat in this hour. To eat from any other tree is death. The only way to eat and live forever, we have to eat from Revelation 10 with that open book in his hand. That is the tree that was sealed up in the Garden of Eden and no man could go and take. But now he says, go and take the book and eat. Now after 6,000 years, man is told, go and take. Why? The cherubim is pushing man towards the tree. Because Christ was that tree in the Garden of Eden. And man lived by the word. Is that right? And that the word, seven thunders, to change you and bring you back to the immortal. That's not Luther message. That's not Pentecostal message. That the full word to bring the full man back. To take him back to the faith civilization. Rapture him and change him. Is that right? That's a seventh seal. Now watch. "And may enter into the gates into the city." How many know in every one of them gate was elders? Apostolic judge standing there. You know that? How many know the city in the Old Testament was set up, how it was set up, was a type of the heavenly Jerusalem? That's why there was 12 gates. 12 foundations. Is that right? With the 12 patriarchs and 12 apostles. And they stood there in the gate. And those who come to that city had to come to them. Like the elder in the church. You see, people just come to these doors. That ain't the door in the church, friend. That ain't the door in this building. You want to, you know who the door in this church is? The angel to this church. You know who the angel to the church is? You have to have hidden manner. A little more than the rest to teach the others. If this is Bible church, it has to be so. Otherwise, it's not man-made church. But if I, the Lord, have planted, and I, the Lord, have watered, and I've planted by the river of water, Bible church, it'll bring forth fruit in due season. Is that right? That's how it is, friends. That might, these might be a little strong, and I'm a little strong in the sense of, in the sense to say, church, you are church here, walking in this apostolic faith for these years, learn your doctrine. Know what you stand for. Know what kind of church you are in. Know what kind of church that God has raised up in this country, in this part of the world. And know how God is preparing a people to go into glory in this hour. We think the rapture is a wishy-washy business. You mean the greatest thing for the whole plan of redemption? Everything else had to come by the order and the ordinance and the establishment of God. And the last days to go, it come anyhow? No. What kind of church Alpha was? You ever read 1 Timothy 3? How they choose deacons? You ever read Ephesians 4? How they were ministers? You ever read 1 Timothy 12 and Romans 12? How they were gifts in the church and placing? And government and health? Apostolic church. I've had people come in here, live in sin, run around, confuse, corrupt people, all kind of nonsense, and but I've got to pack them out dead one of these days. That's right. No, you have to have respect. That's right. God demands that. How many of you read respect? You better hear it, they'll read it. These are frightened people. These are saying, if you're not living there, you're living halfway. You're living church life. This is word life. This is life set in order by the word. This is people in harmony. Could you be in harmony with God and your life is set in order? It has such a thing? What does get you in harmony and line up in God? If the word is lining up? See, sometimes we live so frivolous, coming to church and going along, and we don't realize that somebody ain't just preaching for me. Friends, preaching for me is not a meal ticket. I ain't looking for food and clothes. We have to go through naked. Why? They wander destitute in sheepskin and goatskin, of whom the world was not worthy. He was born and fallen in the earth, ministered by angels, sent out the air with the word. That's right, in every age. But in victory or defeat, they lay their lives down and they wouldn't compromise on that word. That's what God makes. How many of God make that kind every time? But how many of the people that want that Ahab or Jehoshaphat and a mixer? Why was Elijah and stone? They call out people's sins. They shook up people. People don't like to be shook up. Because after a while, they get knowledgeable. And when they get knowledgeable, they get disrespectful. Because they feel like, I know, and God has talked to me too, and all of it. And they all feel like this. But Miriam's not a prophesy, and she, next thing she thinks she... You talk to Moses anyhow she wants? Or even both Moses' wife? God said, best your father spit in your face. I know what God do? God spit in your face. Leprosy covers your whole face. You heard it in the Bible? Prophet's own wife in this day, Gail Boyton. Moses had to go and intercede for Miriam. Is that right? Same one that she speak against. Then the prophet had to go and intercede for Miriam. Same one that she speak against. You know the message? Is it really? How could a church become a sinful church? You see, what the church needs is a good washing out, wringing out, drying out, and ironing out by the Holy Ghost. God needs thunderbolts and lightning in the pulpit to make heaven high and hell hot and keep it gun barrel straight. Is that right? And when the pulpit is strong enough, they fall in the pit. If the pulpit is strong, to pull them out of the pit. That's right. Is that the kind of church you want? You afraid of that kind of church? Any other kind have no deliverance in it? That's right, friends. I'm still reading the scriptures, man. Jesus. Verse 15. For without the city, outside the city, outside the heavenly Jerusalem, are dogs. He don't want them 4 foot thing running around there? Is that he talking about? 2 Peter 2, like a dog going back to the vomit. Colossians 2, they devour and bite one another. Like dogs, Philippians 2. And sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and make it a lie. And I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star and conjunction, the spirit and the bride. Say, come. Watch verse 6. The Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel. Watch verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent my angel. Watch verse 10. Seal up the saints of the prophets of this book, John, for the times at hand. What verse 17? The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let them that hear it say, come. And let them that thirst, come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of this book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. 3 times. Verse 7, behold I come quickly. Verse 12, behold I come quickly. Verse 20, surely I come quickly. Shout voice and trump. He's coming. He's advancing. He's coming up. Coming up. Coming up. And before we come on that second folio, seal it up these things. You got the times at hand now. I'll open up the seals. I'll open up the trumpets. I'll open up the bars. I'll open up all these things that I left sealed up in the message. Just around the time Jesus comes for the bride, he'll come back around, make a cycle. And as Gabriel came to Daniel to reveal them things, to get them ready to go out, so the spirit of wisdom will come to the church to reveal these things, to get the church ready to go out. How many know that's what he says? Then my whole trust behind my message this morning is say, can these things be this? Is this something that somebody trying to patch up and make a message? That's why the spirit was so grieved the last week. And people, you know, we go along like a Sunday Christian, Wednesday night. I told Brother Sammy, I told Brother Moven, I said, the people, as you guys see, also go to me, the people is not seeing these things. They're hearing it. Because let's make a look at the seats here. See? That's the time you don't forsake the assembly yourself. That's the time you can't wait for the door to open. Isn't it strange for people to go through this message all these years, for the last 30, 40 years, quoting them? One of these days, the prophet said, the bride comes to who she is. And they said, one of these days, he said, you can't wait for the doors to be open. The church doors getting ready to be closed, not open. Church, don't get any closed and shut up and become storehouse. There is something coming forth. He said, I know that thus said the Lord in desperation. He said, except you have the token to examine to the path right through you. He said, 9 out of 10 times they talk about it coming one day. It is happening right in the midst and they can't recognize it. It's because they fail to see God. God is hidden in simplicity and revealing humility. He said, they stumble over the simplicity of God because they don't have discernment to discern what the Spirit is saying to the church. So what we have been dealing with so far, my subject, the revealing of the words which were closed and sealed up. Seven thunders, the end of time vision. Because end of time, time is no more, is connected to the thunders. After the thunders, next was time shall be no more. Daniel, when the angel appeared in that book, he talked about resurrection right there. Some will rise and shine like the stars. The wise will understand. The names in the book will be delivered at that time. He'll seal them in their forehead. Raise them up on Mount Zion. Standing there with the Lamb. Oh my. Now, so look here. As I try to show you, Daniel, when he saw the vision, Daniel 10 to 12 is the last vision that was sealed up in the sealing up of the book of Daniel. Close up the book. The words are closed up and sealed. Till the time of the end. God sealed it up and closed it up. In other words, no theologian, no Bible school student will be able to interpret it until Moses and Elijah come to the Jews. That's why no man can go to the Jews and try to convert them. There are two prophets going to go, and two prophets will be built by God to say it the way they ordained to hear it. They will say it a certain way. And when they say it, they will tie the whole Bible together. And they open wide before their wondering eyes. Think of it. I want to show you how this is true and how these things are clear. And how these things is really happening inside of here. And not today and not these last 3-4 months. Way back in showers of Revelation fell in 1980, and our eyes were made to see our prophecy. Daniel heard the seven thunders, and John heard the seven thunders. I'm going quickly now. Message called Seven Church Ages, 1954. Listen. But listen, another scripture comes to me. Daniel, when he said close, when he said the angel came down with a rainbow over his head. Prophet saying Daniel said the angel came with a rainbow over his head. Put one foot on the ladder, one in the sea, and held up his hand. So by him, that lives forever and ever. When those seven voices, the seven thunders uttered their voices, he said, seal it. Not known until the last day. He said, by the time this mystery of God should be finished, when these will be revealed to the church. And he swore by him that lives forever and ever, that time should be no more. Listen, what he said there then, he said, go thy way, Daniel, shut the book, see, for thou shalt rest, and you shall stand in the last days in your lot. But many of those who turn many to righteousness shall outshine the stars forever and ever. Revelation book of symbols. Then Daniel, closing, at the last, he's seen an angel come down, put one foot on the land and one on the sea, a rainbow over his head. He raised up his hands and swore by him that live forever and ever, that time shall be no more. At the finishing of that time that he told him, in other words, the dividing of time that we are now living in now, from the time and the coming of the prince until this day. And said, at the time the mystery of God should be finished. But remember, Daniel was told by the angel, Daniel heard seven thunders. They uttered their voices. Daniel grabbed his pen and started to write. And the angel said, don't you write it, see. Don't you write it. John saw the same thing. And it had already been written outside the Bible. And had seven seals in the back of the book, that no man could open those seals. That was them voices. Here is the Bible written, which is a mystery. But on the back side of the Bible, the revelation was shown to Daniel, saying that there are seven voices to be uttered that no man could open and no man knew what it was. But the Bible said and told Daniel and also John that in the last days, these seven voices would be known by the real true church. You get it? Because why? The wise shall understand that the true church come from the New Testament. Wise virgins when? The Holy Bride coming. Coming. At his coming. In the last days, the world will be deceived, but the elect will not be deceived. Is that right? Isaac, you get it? Can you see where the false and counterfeit is trying their best to keep great men from places like that? Saying you is Satan's son, Satan's Superman, Chief Nicolaitan, devil in the message. You're trying to say you know the thunders, and you're trying to say you know this, and you're trying to say dove leading you, and trying to keep man from them places. He says, not me. I can just say that it's true, Brother Branham, because they all kind of people fight me when I speak this. Ephesian church. The light comes as we have need of light. You believe that? Light comes as we have need of light. God says it. And it isn't open to us because it's hidden to our eyes until the day that God's able to reveal it. Wonder what it'll be after we leave. Yeah, I'm persuaded that there's very, very much more that we know nothing about. 1960. He's opened the church ages. On the Ephesian church age, first church age. 1960. He's saying there's so much more. He said there's seven seals. If we just take the complete book of Revelation, that's sealed on the back of the book. Remember, you always say, I thought it was something not written in the book. But I found out it couldn't be. It was hidden in the book. Spiritual food in due season. It ain't even, it isn't written in the book. And them seals that will be opened during this church age. And the seven last mysteries of God is to be made known. Oh, I'd like to just keep it all winter and go through. Yes, sir. He started breaking and said, I would like to keep it, go through all winter. He was in December preaching this, 1960. It was winter time already. And he wanted to go out and preach it all the way until maybe April. Think of it. As Daniel heard the seven thunders and forbidden, and John heard the voices, this book was sealed, and the back of the book was sealed with seven seals. But it's the days of these seals to be opened, the mystery of God would be finished. In other words, God will be known to his church, not in three people, but as one person. The mystery of God would be revealed. And when that was completely revealed, then the seven mysteries would open to the church. The mystery of God would be revealed, and when that was completely revealed, then the seven mysteries would open to the church. Because in the air, that's when them seven mysteries open to the church. In the air, the church would be living under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, him moving in and out and showing the signs of being alive and coming and among us, living among us, and we are then worshiping the living Christ that's among us. You hear the kind of song we just sing in this church? You see where we just get them song from? You're going through experiences and word preaching and songs coming, and your worship and your expression to God is honoring the God who fulfilling the promised word for the hour in your life. You ain't singing Luther song. You ain't singing Wesley song. No, no, no. You're singing a new song since the book is open. That's right. Worshiping the living Christ. The I Am. In his presence. 1962. Daniel heard the voice as it thundered and was forbidden to write. John was forbidden to write it. But it was sealed in the backside of the book. That is after all the mystery of the book had been given out and revealed. You notice Daniel said, yeah, the mysteries in the days of these voices, the mystery of God should be unfolded by that time. The mystery who God is, how he's made flesh, all these things should be unfolded by that time. I read these four different quotes here to show you that Daniel and John heard the thunders. Now, you know, over these years, we have had all kinds of thunders and all kinds of interpretation ideas of thunders. And each man had to preach what he sees as the thunders. But any man that had the thunders must make all the word of God compare. And all the word of God is seven church ages, seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven vials, sealed up by seven thunders. And when seven thunders utter their voices, out of the ages come the seals, out of the seals come the trumpets, out of the trumpets come the vials, until the whole book is open wide before you one day nights. And seven thunders is between the sixth and seventh trumpet. And the trumpet was preached supernaturally. Many people preach that today. But I know a man who, when that was revealed, a man who was caught up into a certain place back in 1979, in the midst of all the great revivals, all the great teachers, wrote a tract called Revelation, Book of Symbols, proving that the seventh angel message was the book of Revelation, and how those seven trumpets was preached supernaturally, and why it was preached supernaturally. 1979. And then 1980, shows of Revelation. 1984, he began to open up trumpets and vials. 1988, can't open up seven vials, seven trumpets, completely come back and bring back seven vials and all the things in the church. The mystery of the unknown language, making a sacrament come back. I know that man, that God gave him a way to speak this message. The tide has scattered the word of the prophet together and bring it to this Bible. And that I've heard that man preach that seventh seal from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22 to any scripture in the Bible. And I'm going to prove to you this morning here that those things are happening here in this church, and we are part of that pedigree by the grace of God. That there are people right here in this hour being made ready for the coming of the Lord. There are sons and daughters growing up into a perfect faith inside of here, ripening under the sun, the word coming into full strength. And I know this man ain't boasting and ain't carrying on, because this man, one of the chief messages man preached was confession, cleansing, and commission, showing how God prepares a servant in action with reverence and humility. And I know this man ain't making a wild boast, because I know this man, by the grace of God, God sent him around the world on every continent and preached in the midst of all the great big people in the message, who even walk, who was in Sabino Canyon and everywhere else. But when that word comes, but all man to step back and perceive the grace of God that is given there. That's right. I know of such a one. As Paul says in 2 Corinthians 12, he says, I know of such a one that was caught up in the third heaven, that sought me of lawful. I know of a man 14 years ago. I know of a man back in 1979 that saw them things all these years ago. That's right. So watch, part of the book of Daniel was unrevealed. Shut it up, it's not for now. But Lord, I don't understand it. Go in thy lot, Daniel. It's not time for these things. The history is not yet made. If I talk it, it'll be gibberish to you. You just write it and leave it there. You did your part, son. Now catch this now. What is Daniel's first revelation? Daniel chapter 2. He saw Nebuchadnezzar's dream. You getting somewhere? And that first vision, Daniel 2, showed from Babylon, the kingdom of Babylon, the beginning of the Gentile dispensation, all the way down to the kingdom of the God of heaven set upon the earth when the faith civilization comes back. Is that right? And that was divided into four periods of time, four kingdoms. Shown as four beasts in Daniel chapter 7. Is that right? And the fourth beast was to be existing when Jesus comes the second time. Because it's going to stand against the prince of princes. It's going to devour the whole earth. It's going to cause craft to prosper by his policy. Is that right? It'll destroy wonderfully by peace. Is that right? It will hold the whole world, trade and commerce, and pact. Where man can buy or sell that fourth beast. Is that right? And that fourth beast, when John saw it too, it had an image that the fourth beast was going to fulfill his will through the image. Many times you ain't seen the fourth beast, but you're going to see the image. But that same thing was in the book of Kings, already written. It gave the Daniel in symbol, but it was in the book of Kings already written. When Ahab and Jezebel killed all the prophets. Is that right? And God had to send an eagle at the end time, Elijah, to repair the altar, to bring the people out. Is that right? It was already written in Moses' time. When Pharaoh had them shut up in a system that they couldn't come out, and God had sent an eagle prophet to deliver them with a mighty hand. Because that is exactly the end time what it is. That beast, the Catholic Church, Jezebel, pagan papal room, that woman Jezebel, working through political power, through that image, United States of America, a Vatican-Washington alliance. Daniel, seeing things there in symbol form. Over here, then in the book of Revelation, John seeing the same things. But God have it down to the Bible. Atalia and all these people. You know that? I don't want to drift off and teach too much of those things. I'm trying to bring to you that the things that you are hearing, and that's why I believe the hour is very late. I'm saying this to show you when the thunder of his voices, you know the time and season. Because the thunders reveals what is, what was, and what is to come. Under the thunders, you know exactly where you are in the plan of God. They came down for seven church ages and nobody knew each age. They lived up by faith. Come in. Some of them didn't even know the messenger. Think of it. But when they come to the last age, a man stood up. By vision, by prophetic utterance, by the Bible, by inspiration. And he began to place and show how the church of travel. Who was the men that God used? What was anointed? How the scripture was fulfilled? And then that man come and demonstrated and manifested scriptures. Like Elijah coming into the White House in the time of Ahab and Jezebel. Like Moses coming to a prophet, two signs. Is that right? Like the Son of Man coming. Like God coming to Abraham before the change. And he began to manifest all these scriptures in the Bible to show to us. And begin to tell us, we live in the age of the old the lion. We live in the time of the captain of the pyramid. We live in the 22nd chapter of the book of Revelation. And he began to show to us exactly, precisely, in the plan of God where we are. And show us the rest of scriptures that is to be fulfilled. Is that right? He shows us when the ministry of the Son of Man will come to an end and there will be a resurrection, the bride will go. From the healing to the discernment to the spoken word to the opening of the word. And you see this last part, the public crucifixion, the preaching of the laws and the resurrection, that's it for you. So when the thunders utter the voices, the bride, the elect knew the day and the hour. Because there's a voice saying, recognize your day, recognize your message. Sign of the time, and demonstrate the sign of the time. Is that right? Uniting time and sign. Invisible union, posting us. It's the rising of the sun. Shalom, the breaking of the new day. Placing us in the world. So any church of the thunders will know exactly where they are, what they ought to be looking for, will be praying right, but the lamps will be trimmed. There will be an atmosphere among them. The living Christ will be among them. Any church that has those things been revealed. The problem is today, you have a church of 10,000 people and you only have 10 inside under somewhere saying. That's the hard part. Just like Jesus. Then he said, unto them is parables. I tell a few hungry ones, come back around. He said, unto you is given to know. And after the service, they were still wanting to know what was being said in the service. The rest service done, they look for next church day. But these know, you are saying such and such. There was a junction. We turn a corner here. The word make a certain emphasis. We ought to be looking for this now. You get what I'm saying, friend? As the brother in New Zealand says, he said, don't misunderstand him. Understand him. Don't misunderstand me this morning, church. I'm a little jealous here this morning, but I pray with all the love in my heart for you as a church. Trying to say, we are church. God calls us. But let us recognize. Let us get a little closer. Let's empty a little more. Let's empty out. Let's lay aside. Let's draw and pull on the Holy Spirit. Let's realize that things are available to us. Let's press to get in. Let us clean up our act. Let us wash our garments. Amen. Now, I want you to notice something. There's an unrevealed word that had to come back. If that word in Daniel wasn't revealed, what's going to happen? We are told in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, the mystery is going to be finished. So that means at the end of the seventh church age, when that seventh messenger comes, the gospel ain't even go back to the Jews yet. But the Gentiles on this side, the elected Gentiles, will know what Moses and Elijah will do. They know what Moses and Elijah will preach. They know all that even before the Jews themselves knew it. They will know, we are getting ready to be dismissed to the palace. Joseph going to make himself known to his brothers. They'll know all this. And the Jews get it back. They don't even know what's going to happen to them. They don't understand the plan for the age yet. But we already know what's going to happen. We know what they're going to preach because we see what this eagle has preached here. And we know their seven trumpets and our seven seals is parallel. He rushed among all nations back to the homeland. He rushed us from all denominations back to the promised word. Is that right? Six trumpets rushed them back. They are waiting for the seventh trumpet. Under the six trumpets rushed them back and they still don't know who they are. Six trumpets could not reveal to them who they are because under six trumpets they didn't get no new birth. It will take the sounding of the seventh trumpet to open the mystery. You gotta bear with me this morning. I have my scripture I have to get to. I'll try my best not to keep it longer than you should be kept. But this is important. I put out all my heart and my strength here. My hand, I go back down and relax and recuperate now for the next 2 months before I come back to preach one more message. Because I'm putting too much here right now. But it's inside of me and I have to give it out. Then John had something that was not written. So there's unrevealed word and there's unwritten word. And it's not about codes and ethics. It is prophecy for the end time. Daniel 7 and 8, John is seeing what is going to happen until Jesus comes. Daniel has seen it. Then John sees him coming on the earth and begin to cry out a loud voice and begin to speak things. I said, no, seal it up. Don't write that. But that will be preached in the sounding, in the preaching of the seventh angel. First, you'll have to know who this man is. You'll have to know what that man is supposed to say to be that man. You get that? It's not how the man looks. It's not how the man sung. You have to say certain things when he comes. You have to dovetail that Bible and show what John didn't write and show where it was hid and make the jigsaw puzzle come together so you can see one goal and one purpose. From Genesis to Revelation, the entire Bible is the expression of one goal and one purpose and put the whole picture together. You have to go back over in Daniel. Now catch this. If a man of the thunders today, he must understand the book of Daniel and he must understand the book of Revelation. Because that two books the thunders is spoken of, Daniel and John saw the vision and one slid up and one didn't write it. But today, everybody quoting, seven times give faith, seven times gather the bride, seven times give, and nobody can preserve the book of Daniel or Revelation. And then people go and say, oh, I have the revelation. I know this. And then the fourth beast devouring the earth and they can't see it. Then Satan's building it and they can't see it. Then the world comes to three revolutions. And now in the information age and they can't see it. The return of the global village and they don't know what it means. The chaps of the mighty hunter hunting and they don't understand the hunt. And the whole world is being put to sleep according to Luke 21, 34 and 35. They'll be caught in fetid and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and that they will come unawares and take them like a snare. And the only ones who can with their escape, they get out. The rapture. And we are seeing this in the earth, friends. This end of time seal started with a blast and seven angels in the form of a pyramid. And what followed that was the thunders. A message that made the Bible a new book. A message that identified where Israel is, where America is, where Rome is, what happened to England, what happened to Russia, what happened to all these places. He's looking at Russia and the Holy Ghost back there and they turn it down. He's looking at what happened to them when the communism. Look at England and the Holy Ghost back there and they turn it down. Look what happened to them afterwards there. He's a filth in the parks, women having sex, daytime and everything else. It's just all kind of corruption and immorality everywhere. He's looking at this United States here. It passed redemption. Could never rise no more. Here's a ministry that went to Europe, went all to America, Canada, the most civilized world, the most educated and scientific world. Then that ministry went up in the Finland and the Russian border and raised the dead among where communists are going to testify and Russians who believe in no God crying. Went to India with 33 million gods, shook that place, raised the dead, opened the blind man's eyes, challenged all the religions and everything else. Went to Africa down there and Buddha performed them signs and wonders and over seven truckloads of wheelchairs and everything else. The darkest of places, the most places, the most idolatry in India. Then went to Mexico, there where the Aztecs and the Incas and the Mayans and them, most ancient civilization, where the Catholic Church stronghold of the greatest and raised the dead. The most ancient civilization, the darkest continent, the most heathen lands in India, the most civilized place in the world, shook the thing around the world. One man, a one man move. A man who has seen the angel of the Lord is here right now. And he came to me and he told me to come out here. He said, I challenge all of you. You men, I was sitting with you in the religion today. He said, if one of you could raise this man, give this man back his sight. He said, I'll become a convert to religion. But if Jesus Christ gives this man back his sight, every one of you should break your idol and come right now. And accept him. The world have missed that. And that was not the great thing. The greatest thing was when he started to open the word. The third part. Seven angels in a blast. And then he became the prophet of God to the generation. Is that right? Not when all of this happened out there. He said this time Moses goes into the pillar of fire. And come back out with the word. To the people. You know why? All them signs and wonders couldn't give nobody a new birth. It take the incorruptible seed to give it a birth for the age. Because they already had from Catholic birth to Pentecostal birth. So a man had to bring a word beyond the Pentecostal age to birth you right. Otherwise, if you bring a Pentecostal message, he put you back in the Pentecostal age. Then God will do signs and wonders just for sure. It had to something to lead the church forward. When you begin to understand these things, then you understand the clarity and the reality and the emphasis that the Holy Spirit is speaking. When you don't know these things, you'll be looking backwards. Because you didn't realize what happened. Daniel sealed up his message. Jesus sealed up his message too. Stay with me. I won't get to where I want to preach. I'm sorry. I'm going to continue Wednesday night. But let me finish up here with this. With this couple of scriptures close. John 16. Tell me Matthew 13 first. Matthew 13. Before we get to John 16, Matthew 13. Matthew 13 verse 10. In the middle of the Bible, Jesus, the God of the Bible, standing in human flesh, in a corporal body, God and man united together. Messiah. Matthew 13:10. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Now catch this now, eh? What a question they asked. They said, Lord, why do you speak unto them in parables? Here's his answer. Because it is given unto you to know the mystery of the kingdom, but to them it is not given. What is the difference between we and them? They're vultures. You are the eagles. I don't cast a pull to swine. They have not them to receive this. But you have an ear to hear it. You have the bedding ground for faith. For whosoever hath, him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. That is sad for some, eh? Verse 34. All these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables. He went through the whole parts of the parables. And without a parable, spake he not unto them. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. He's uttering things that was kept secret from the foundation of the world. He's speaking it. And they don't know what you're talking about. Prophets, wise men say they desire to know it. And he's speaking. And then they come and decide and say, Lord, tell us what you mean. He said, I open to them. John 16. Don't read lightly. Eh? He said, I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. When he comes out, tell him about your angels behold the Father face in heaven day and night. When he comes out, tell him about dimensions. He's out about ministry of angels. Is that right? He teaches all them things. He's out about this one, go by prayer and fasting. He's out to teach you about creating the right atmosphere, how you go in Jairus' house and change it, why you can do certain works in a certain place. He's out to teach you when Lazarus left this world, how angels took him to the bosom of Abraham. But he was teaching his church that, not the world. Sadducees and Pharisees are arguing and debating. He talking about angels, there are no angels. Pharisees are arguing, looking at them drink with sinners. Again, blabbing all kind of nonsense. And he are speaking things secretly for the foundation of the world. Just like in this day. He said, maybe your theology might have bypassed it somewhere that you can't see this. He said, there's not fortune telling friends. He said, I know what you're thinking. Don't think that. Oh, my. But he knew that every thought standing right there. He said, the only thing I hid here is what is under the blood. But not even God could see that himself. Oh, my. Woo. Think about it. John 16, verse 12. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Didn't Paul say in 1 Corinthians 3? I have to give you milk, but you have to give you meat. You have a kernel of babes. I have many things yet to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Didn't that Daniel say of Daniel, you cannot understand this now? Isn't that for you now? When you have reason to see, it is the end time. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Things to come is prophecy. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. In other words, he's saying, it's sealed up from you. I can't even speak it to you. Not even a condition to receive and understand this. But when the Spirit of truth comes, and you get the new birth, and you come out of the humanistic realm, into the realm of revelation, because only a birth could take you out of that realm and begin the next one. You can't study yourself in the realm of revelation. A birth move you up, quicken and raise up into heavenly places. Then there's an anointing from the Holy One to teach you all things. An inside teacher. All things that my Father hath are mine. Remember, things is mysteries. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. Verse 25. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs. But the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. While he was speaking to them, he was sealing it up in a proverb. That's a prophetic anointing that takes people of a parable. Like he says, there was this man, a mechanic, and he was trying to work on this Chevrolet made by General Motors, and he was trying to fix the motor car, and then one day, here come a man walking dressed in a nice suit, and look at him, there he had parts all over the place, grease and everything on his face and his hand and everything else, and he couldn't make head nor tail of what he was doing. And he was getting frustrated. Then that kind man said, sir, he said, will you take some advice? And the tone in that man's voice, he knows that that's authority. He says, sure. He says, so what it is? He said, take this, put it here. Take that, put it here. Take that, put it here. And go and turn the key. Boom! The thing start. He looked at him, he says, but you have no coverall? You have no grease? You ain't sung like a mechanic? He said, how you know this thing? He said, I'm the one who designed. And he said, that's the one who is here. The one who designed the church. I know I think of it in a wrapping condition. And then he keeps on preaching. And his message is, there is a man here that can turn on the light. And greater than Solomon is here. But he's speaking in parables. Because one had descended from heaven, veiling him. And was walking among them, ordinary. And they didn't know. See what I'm saying? Like a man do with Amos. But then their eyes were open. Isn't it strange what happened Friday? May the 14th. Isn't it strange come up May the 16th? And I told you what May the 14th was. And this morning I tell you what May the 16th is. And you hear me down through the years, I always say May is special for me. See, some of you forget them things. You see, how can I can forget it? Yeah, it's the thing. I can't forget it. Because every piece of wood that went up, I know why I put there. Isn't that my guest friends? That's why I can speak with the confidence. And I walk out 5 minutes out of here and talk foolishness. Somebody asked me something, I ain't on my right hand from my left hand. You know what I mean? But I always say, when this on me, I can't say nothing wrong. When this on me, you see, I know that this. No, I take this opportunity to talk to my own church, so you know. I talk to my church, so you know. I talk with a little mask on. But I kind of taking the mask off in front of the church to talk a little plain. Go up and show your face. How many remember that? Go up and show your face. Now. See? It have things back there, but you forget it. He said, Brother Brown, you are the head of the Lord coming on the table, and when you broke the bread and you spoke, it's like you commanded. And everybody understood you. You see, before you had went out west, you were talking like you weren't too sure. So when you came back, you see, you kind of commanded. And there was a kind of chief, something that would affect you. I was getting vexed. I didn't want to be no chief. He's the chief. I only feel chiefy when he come around. When the real chief himself is here. First Corinthians 2. I'm going to take this. and close it up here. Let the musicians come for me, please. Wait for me a little bit, a new day has dawned. You know what I'm doing in reading the scriptures? I share Daniel seal a part of his message. It's Jesus seal a part of his message. Paul, I'm going to share seal a part of his message. Brother Branham, seal a part of his message. He said, don't even try to understand it. You're going to go for it for me. Leave it alone. When you have reason to seek, it'll come back around. That's what I'm trying to say. Is these things the Holy Spirit, friends? Is these things that live in the Word that was designed to give us faith, to identify us as part of the true ransomed church, that is safe to sin no more? That in these things, there is something here to prepare us, to clothe us and dress us and make us ready to go. And all these things since the year starting, when he came down in a dream. Did he promise? Old men will dream dreams in the last days. Did he promise when you see a dream that is a symbol for me to see it over? Somebody has to see it, but they interpret it. I'll leave it alone and let God repeat it, whatever you want to do. But when he speaks something that no need to interpret it, keep your eyes fixed in the prize. Right, but finish the job. Refuse to be compromised. And give all the scriptures in the Bible. That I may apprehend that for which I'm apprehended. He apprehend me for something. And that's why he anoint me and give me certain revelations to speak on his behalf certain things. As the Father sent me, so send I you. To see back what is said, because the Spirit and the Bride says the same thing that the prophet says, and what he said is already said in the Bible. But she under her messenger becomes the final voice in the final age. Because the church has become its own mouthpiece and God has refused her. But the Bride will come back to what shows at Pentecost. Is that scripture? Is that the Bible? Verse 4. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in power, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom. He's contrasting wisdom of man with divine wisdom. Because in verse 30 and 31 in chapter 1, he talked about Christ being made wisdom for us. But we speak wisdom among them that are perfect or mature. Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world. Benny Hinn, Morris Sorello, a lot of the princes of this world who speak the word of God in denominational wisdom. Because they get their anointing from reformers. We get our anointing from an eagle that flew in this age. A prophet who was caught up into heaven, who came back with the thunders that Daniel, Caleb, and John didn't write, and who spoke these things in his message. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. And they crucify him a second time in this generation, because that word contradicted the denominational wisdom. They say, how do you preach so far? See, where you get that from the Bible? and this water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. And how you saying, speaking down to the evidence of the Holy Ghost. But his wisdom contradicted theirs. And they crucified him. But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered in the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Paul is saying that these things, which the prince of this world didn't know and couldn't receive, this hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, he said, God, things that eyes didn't see and ear didn't hear, and neither have entered into the hearts of man, things that God prepared for them that love him. But God had revealed them to us by his Spirit. God had a man to go into heaven. God had a man to go into hell. God had a man to call him the same angels. God had a man to live in two worlds. He tells us about heaven. He tells us about the judgment for service, the rewards, the new world you're going into, the theophany, the heavenly city. Brother, he tells about hell and all the different things. And ministered to us. How in the last days, sons of God will catch these things, display to the congregation. How the church will come to know who she is. She'll be Jesus Christ in bright form. She'll manifest the fullness of God in this last day. Think of it. Was that a man telling us that? That was God revealing that by the Spirit to us. First to the outside teacher, and then God by the inside teacher, who understood what the outside teacher is saying and had it personalized in their own life. Searcheth all things. The church ages, the seals, trumpets, vials, thunders, marriage and divorce, serpent seed, eternal security. Search all these. Are these things the mysteries? Israel blindness, the fullness of the Gentiles, the book of Daniel, searcheth all things. Have you searched out the seventh seal in Genesis 1? First sunrise? Search up the ashes of the red heifer? Search up the burnt offering, the meal offering, the peace offering? Not as theology, bring it right down here. These deep things of God to bring us to know Christ, to fix our relationship right, that we can be a sweet savor, our life can be poured out as a drink offering unto him, that we can know how he sees us. He's the host and we are the guest in this great thanksgiving, in this peace offering, the invisible union. When God and man become one in the marriage, the greatest of all unions in the united time. Search of them deep things of the seventh seal and seventh church ages in the days of Noah. And search of the eagle and the pyramid and all them things. Search out about the Gulf War and the planned genocide. Search out the immune church in the age of bioterrorism. Search out all these things. Yay! The deep things of God. It staggers the human mind sometimes. But Perseus the breaker, moving, when that comet appeared and showed, behold, he came quickly. Search out Cephas and Orion. Mark them in the children. Wow. Search out on the wings of a snow white dove. And the book of Job. Search out the book of Esther, that supernova appeared. Yeah, the deep things of God. What knoweth the thing? What man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the spirit of God. How many of you here? How could I know it? How could we know it? But the spirit of God in man is search the things of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit of God, that we might know the things of God that are freely given to us of God. Did God freely give us these things through the prophet? A prophet came and freely gave these things to us in 1169 tapes. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man wisdom teaches. Catch it now. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. Paul said, you mightn't understand my speech, but I was talking a certain language. He said, but these are words that didn't come from my man learned. These words that the Holy Ghost teaching this mystery by. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. What is he saying there? Teaching words, these mysteries, these hidden things, with words which man wisdom, not in the words of man wisdom, but words that the Holy Ghost teacheth. In other words, that's verbal inspiration. The Bible is verbal inspiration. The Bible is not God gave a man the thought and he put in his own words. No. The Bible is the spirit breathed word. Every jot, every tittle is inspired. The Holy Ghost said, go and say it so. Say it with these words. He'll blind some and open some eyes. Did he say that? Watch the Holy Ghost in Daniel. Watch the Holy Ghost in Jesus. Watch the Holy Ghost in Paul. Watch the Holy Ghost in John. Seal it up, John. Don't write it. What the Holy Ghost in Malachi 4. Seal it up. You're not supposed to get this. But it will come back around. Why? The Holy Ghost. The world will not see me, but you will see me. I'll come to you. I'll manifest myself to you. Is that a promise? Then, in all of this, I'm trying to show you how these things are. Let's stand to our feet. I really last one standing. You see, Paul was a prophet. And so, because why? The word of God came to him. He was an apostle. Why? He took the word of God to the people. He says, not by the will of man, but by revelation of the Holy Spirit. He said, what? Came the word of God out from among you, or did it come to you? He received it from God. That's a prophetic office. Then he took it to the people in Corinth, in Ephesus, in Rome, in Colossae, in Philippi, in Corinth. That was an apostle. One sent. But he wasn't running without a message. He was running a testimony. He was seen of me also. What a... You don't have to maybe... I'll just read it myself. This is 2 Corinthians 12. It was not expedient for me, doubtless to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years, whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knew it. Such an one caught him to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body, out of the body, I cannot tell. God knew it. How that he was caught up in the paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. So God had to give him words that man wisdom didn't teach. words that the Holy Ghost taught. And so you can speak unspeakable words and things that are lawful in words that the Holy Ghost giveth. That the prophet says in the church's book, in the last days, the Holy Spirit, the power of infallibility, will have to come in that end time prophet. And he is going to do what? He is going to bring the church back to the pure original word and the true understanding like it was in Paul's time. Because Paul says, God will judge the world by my gospel. He said, if an angel come from heaven and teach anything different other than what he taught, let him be accursed. That is not an apostle talking, that's a prophet. Because he raised his ministry even way above angels when it comes to the revealing of the word. No higher order to reveal the word than by prophets. And he said, if an angel come from heaven, and that means seven angels coming out of heaven, can't contradict what he says. Same Zerubbabel, lay the foundation stone, was to bring back the headstone. Same spirit, same anointing, same prophetic ministry, was to bring it back in the last days. Brothers and sisters, we sit in a church here and we sing songs kind of a little different to a lot of people in a lot of Christian churches around the world. And we don't even realize it. Yet somehow these strange songs, or what we perceive happening in our midst, or what God influenced people to write through the word being ministered to them, somehow it has its way to reach across the nations of the world, translating to other languages. And there may not be any other source in the message around planet Earth where one particular set of people's songs is being sung as much as the songs that come out of here. And though many sing them and learn them from the songbook, only these people here know what they're singing about in reality, because it marks certain junctions in the opening of the world. I don't want to make this bigger than what it is. I don't want to make it smaller than what it is. I preached this message this morning and tried to tell you, saints, we talk about the cycle of the unknown language in 1980 when that was preached. We all talk about the cycle come back and second cycle, and he has come back for the unseen heart and love riding the trail again and all the different things we sing and express it. But you know, people are singing a lot of things unconsciously, because really and truly, if we sing that, it comes down to you saying, actually, that is something that came out of the seventh seal that was sealed up. And when that is revealed, it is only going to be revealed to the elected church that's going out. That is not something to be worried about. Wherever God's elect is, those things will drop. Because the great shepherd have many other shepherds. And he give hidden manna. He give an anointing that he might be reflected to them in the earth where he placed them positionally in the earth. When he divided the earth and placed his church. You hear what I said? If we could catch this today, it would serve to help our attitude and our expectations in services in this hour when we come through those doors. It would move you in a spirit of prayer Because the people in that time, in their prayer services, when you come in, the incense, with the sweetness and the fragrance. You can just walk through the building and you can find this little soul. Like the woman with the issue of blood, and she was worshiping. And you slip over here and Bartimaeus, his eyes got open. And Zacchaeus began to find the son of Abraham. And Mary Magdalene told one, say no more. Oh, and she's not being stoned and condemned. And over here the leper is cleansed and is rejoicing. And as you move among the people, you are seeing different ones. And the prayer reflecting the experience and the relationship and the way he has blessed them and what he means to them. And so you see a church with identification. Because as long as he's done something for you, you have something to worship about, friends. He gave you incense when he did something for you, but you had to construct the altar and burn it so you can go up to him. Or you can take that incense for you, for you, put it in a corner and say, I ain't going in my life now. Like God ain't do nothing for me now. And then you're going along like that. And then you never say, but you know, I don't thank him. You know, I have to accept I'm grateful. Like, I don't have to show appreciation of a complex. I'm thankful. How could somebody do something for me? Change my life, rewrite my life, pay my debt, take my judgment, make me his wife. Oh my. Because in doing that for you, it gives you a new heart. And he gives you a new spirit. And he put the spirit in there and revealed to you what he has done for you. And you become a living tabernacle. And you have an altar inside of there where incense goes up to him. Let us not forsake the assembling of ourselves. God has described the end of time sign. The end of time by a sign. God has spoken us of the entire message. Even this morning I'm calling this seven thunders. Daniel heard and John heard. The end of time vision. Is these things about that end of time being revealed? Have you been hearing something like that? You go into a place, a laboratory, and you see a man with chemicals working. And you see him, he's trying to get a certain type of fuel for a motor car or something, or he's trying to develop a motor car. Nice big super car that's going to go 300 miles per hour. Then you go to the next place, you see a man trying to build a rocket to go into Mars. You realize them people in two different ages. By what chemicals they're working with, it shows what they're trying to achieve. It shows what they're looking at and where they intend to go. If you had get along Luther Laboratory, you know he'd be trying to justify a church. If you get along Wesley Laboratory, you know he's trying to sanctify a church. If you get along the Pentecostal Laboratory, you know he's trying to get them to get to operate gifts. If you get along the Prophet, you see a man under the seven seals with the thunders. You come around here, what are we trying to achieve? What are we speaking about? What are we trying to set people's minds in? What are we trying to do here? Is it time for these things? Is these things promised? Is there some crazy man getting senile and drifting off and talking all kind of nonsense now? What is this, friends? It's a sign. It's almost home time. And I'm just waiting. Wait.
for my promise. For the change. Can't you hear me? Can you hear? Do you feel the pull? Do you believe in your heart? It's almost on time. I'm just waiting for my promise. Body change. Let's see. A new day has dawned. Knowing what it brings, I feel I'm almost home. Not turning back, turning back from yesterday, but pressing towards my calling in Christ. I can hear my theophany calling. Yeah, your theophany calling. It's a sign. Oh, it's almost so kind. And I'm just waiting for my promise, body change. For soon I know we'll be. Think about it, the whole earth is groaning to the moons. Is groaning and travailing in pain. But we as the bride, as the bride, have been glorified in and since. Even though we may suffer, stand and gird your loins. Your perfection is drawing near. Oh my, can't you hear? Hallelujah! Your theophany calling, it's a sign. Hallelujah! I'm just waiting. Like old Elijah for that chariot to swing by. But it changed. Soon I know you be with him. Oh my God knows. My God knows. Over time is drawing near. And very soon the shall rise again. There'll be no more sickness, no more crying over here. But for now, Christian soldier, on pressing. Hallelujah. Yucky up. It's a sign. It's almost home time. I'm just waiting for my promise, body change. Soon I know you'll be with me more. Oh, can't you hear again? Yeah. Oh, just lift your hands today. Break the law of gravity all around your building, amen.
You'll be loose and I'm changed one of these days completely. Your entire body will break it. You'll slip into another dimension faster than this one. Let this word be anointed and quickened and become a spirit within you. Oh, my God knows. Oh, no. We see that angel lifting his hands saying, time shall be no more, friends. Daniel saw it. John saw it. Prophet spoke. Reveal the mysteries. But that last part that was sealed up has come back around and been made plain to fit in with the rest of the revelation and bring the thing to light in this hour. Dovetailing all scripture. Being received by a certain qualified group who know it in a certain way.
And soon I know. One more time, and soon I know. Soon I know you'll be with me more. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's lamp trimming time, friends. Trim them lamps. Clean up them smoky lampshades so you can reflect the light. The bridegroom is here. Make sure them lamps are filled with oil. Soon that door will soon shut. It'll be over then. He that is holy still. He that is filled will be filled still. Fear none of these things because the time is at hand. When we see that last part coming back around to fit in with the rest and be made plain, we know it's near, it's even at the doors. That door is about to shut. The lamps must be trimmed and filled with oil. That the wise who understand can go in with the bridegroom. Then there'll be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth outside of that shut door. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be. Don't hesitate, don't deliberate, friends. Today, while it is called today, if you hear his voice, harden up your heart. Mix that word with faith that might profit you in this hour. Thank you, Jesus. Let us bow our hearts around the building. Every head bow, every eye closed. All in the rooms, the side rooms, and the outside. Let's, with godly respect now, let's join our hearts as a believing church. Who is watching and waiting, looking for the coming of the Lord. Waiting for that change. Like Abraham and Sarah was. They knew time was running out. They became desperate. A desperation setting. Abram in the tent door, Noah in the door of the ark. We standing in the door in this hour here. These doors of mercy. Let's recognize, friends. I'm going to call Brother Robert in front here to come and pray.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Father, how we give you thanks and praise, Lord. Truly, Lord, your mercies are new, Lord. Oh, God, Lord Jesus, truly we could say, Lord, we judge you faithful, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord, we know the hour and the time, Lord Jesus. Lord, as we can look back and see the bloody trail, Father.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, you did say back then, Lord, that the woman was promised a seed, Father.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, you did say in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, Lord, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God will be finished, Father. Lord, there's a people on the face of the earth that look back and see your faithfulness, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, that the very word that you spoke, Lord, came to pass, Lord.
Thank you.
Lord, we are not a people that wondering, Lord Jesus.
Oh,
God, when we saw that cloud appear, Father, we know it was you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Keeping your word, Father. Lord Jesus, that there will be a people on the face of the earth, Lord. Because time, Lord, will not allow history to be wrote about it, Lord.
Yes.
We, Lord, stand in conscious, Father.
Yes.
Knowing what you're doing, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, and we stand and look around, Lord, and we see we are standing in the bloody footprints, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Knowing that we are fulfilling our word, Lord, a scripture in this day, Lord.
Thank
conscious
you.
People that you have on the face
Thank
of the earth,
you.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, God. We forget our flesh, Lord. And our heart, Lord, is thankful for the things that you're doing, Lord Jesus. Oh, blessed be your wonderful name, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, you're lifting our faith, Lord. Inspiring us, Lord Jesus. For the hour is not for great faith, Lord. The hour is for perfect faith, Lord.
Yes.
For we look ahead now, Lord Jesus. Lord, and you did say, we shall not all sleep.
True, Lord.
But we shall all be changed, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, a word that is opening our midst, Father, for us to walk into, Lord Jesus. And it would take perfect faith, Father, to walk into that word, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
But, Lord, our confidence comes in the fact that you've always kept your word, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, blessed be your wonderful name, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. No, Lord. Is that knowledge, Father? But it's faith, Lord Jesus.
Thank
lifting us up
Lord.
Into our place, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, blessed be your wonderful name, Lord. Our consciousness, Lord Jesus. Lord, you did say, Lord, you'd come again, Father.
Yes.
And Lord, we see the very word, that word that you spoke, Lord, when you said you'd ride this trail again, Father.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we understand what that meant, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God. We see the messages that have been opening our midst, Lord. Oh, God, thy faith, Lord. The power
Thank
of true
you,
confession.
You,
supernova.
Thank
the seven
you, Lord.
Trumpets, Lord.
You,
oh,
Jesus.
God. Yes, Lord. The ark, the rain, and the dove, Lord. Oh, blessed be your wonderful name, Lord. A word coming forth, Lord, to raise the faith of your people, Lord Jesus. Oh, blessed be your wonderful name, Lord. Oh, God, showing us the time and the hour, Lord. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. May we put aside and put away all these things, Lord, that keep us earthbound, Father, and raise up into the heavenly, Father. Oh, God, see you and your word, Lord. We becoming one with your word, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, the strangers in our midst, Lord. May they leave with a consciousness, Lord, that they didn't just stumble into here, Lord. But, Lord, you did say, he that have an ear to hear, Lord. Oh, God. Father, may you speak to their hearts today, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Knowing the hour and the time, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Father, our precious brothers and sisters in the islands, Lord.
Yes.
Oh God, at a time, Lord, when we thought, Lord, the doors might have been closed, Lord. But Lord, you revealed unto us, Lord, that there was doors out in the islands, Lord.
Yes,
and we've seen your word fulfilling this day, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we go out to the islands and see those hungering and thirsting for you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Oh God, may you strengthen them in this hour, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, everything that we have, Lord, we have to take it by force, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh. Oh, blessed be your wonderful name, Lord Jesus. Lord, as we go today, Lord, God, when we go with a song in our hearts, Lord, that, Lord, you've been faithful. We could judge your faithfulness. Oh, blessed be your wonderful name, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, on Wednesday and Friday, Lord, may we come back with our little fire, Father. Oh, God, to hear from you, Lord. Yes, Lord. You in our midst, Lord. Lifting us up, Father. Lord, this very flesh, Lord, will be changed, Lord. Father, it's your word, Lord. Amen. We're not trying to manifest it, Lord, but you're bringing it to pass, Father.
Hallelujah.
That is our raw confession, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Blessed be your wonderful name, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, as we go, we give you thanks and we give you praise and we give you honor and glory, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your faithfulness and your love, Father. Father, people who undeserving, Lord. But, oh God, you came, Lord, and made yourself manifest, Lord. And you called us bride.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your wonderful name.
Oh, my, lift our hands on the bench, give him praise and thanks. Father, we thank you. We give you honor and glory today. What a mighty God we serve. How we love you, Lord. How we are appreciative of your goodness and your grace towards us, Lord. Lord, you shower your blessings upon us. We thank you for the showers of your mercies today, coming down upon the tender herbs, upon the plants, upon the trees. Oh God, that your garden might be a watered garden, Father, and the river of God flowing through the midst of the garden. Oh God, is full today. We rejoice, Father. We see the trees planted by the river becoming fruitful, dear God. How we rejoice and give you thanks, Lord. Blessed be your wonderful name. May you come into your garden and your pleasant fruits, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. In soberness and with love in your heart. Turn around and greet your brothers and sisters. God bless them. Amen. I think of old Elijah. Amen. He was heading down to Jordan. Jezebel was hunting him down, trying to slay him. He had been all a nervous wreck. Then God gives him cake and water. Rest him under the juniper tree. And when he had finished his course, God sent the angels to pick him up. He had a great rendezvous. Amen. And friends, I feel like we are just like old Elijah coming down. He had come to Gilgal. He had come to Bethel. He had come to Jericho. He was coming to Jordan. And he looked over Jordan. And what did I see? A band of angels coming forth to carry me home. Oh, man. He knew what the coming of the angels meant. Abraham knew what the coming of the angels meant. The prophet knew what the coming of the angels meant. Is that right? Do you know what the coming of the angels means to your friends? Glory be to God in the highest. Elijah type of a raptured church in this hour. Oh my, he'd been fed hidden food. That eagle flew into a place prepared for him. A hidden spring that he drank from. We are so far beyond that in this day. Ravens brought food for him, but angels brought it for us. Seven angels. I looked over Jordan. And what do I see? Swing low, sweet chariot. But a bishop comes, coming forth to carry me home. Start with the chorus, swing low. Let's see you on Wednesday. God bless you.
Carry me. Swing low, sweet child. Coming forth to carry me home. Swing low.
look over Jordan, what did I see? Look over Jordan, what did I see? Coming to carry me, coming for to carry me. Oh, a band of angels, amen. Band of angels coming after me. Coming for to carry me. Oh, swing low, swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me. You get there before I do. You get there before I do. Coming forth to carry me home. Tell all my friends I'm coming to. Tell all my friends. Swing low, swing low. Sweet. Oh, let's worship Him. Let's thank Him this morning. Amen. Oh, the band of angels, they're coming for us. Oh, swing low. Oh, let all the sisters sing. I looked over Jordan. What did I see? It's a band of angels. They commissioned to take us. One voice, everyone sings, swing low, swing low, swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me, swing low, sweet chariot. Oh, they are commissioned to take us home. Those angels who we feel in our midst. Amen. Oh, we are dying to be reunited. Amen. Amen. We just have some thank you notes. Brother Clifford Ford would like to thank the saints for their love and assistance in making their wedding day enjoyable and memorable. Amen. Amen, Brother Clifford Ford. Amen. Brother and Sister Byron Forbes from Tobago would like to thank the saints for their sacrifice and assistance also in making their wedding day a tremendous success. Amen. 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 There's an announcement for all helpers and servers are requested to attend a short meeting at the multipurpose room for the upcoming wedding directly after the service. Amen. All the helpers and the servers, amen, you are requested to attend a meeting directly after the service. Amen. Please don't go up the hill. You go straight in the multipurpose room. And if you are wrong, amen, the compound for the next hour, we're trying to make the service, this message, this morning message available. We're still working on it there, but if you are wrong, for the next 1 hour, you can make a request and you can pick it up. If not, you make a request for Wednesday, that is on the MP3 CDs. Amen. So we're trying to serve you in the best way that we could. Amen. So if you are wrong for the next hour, amen, you could put your request in and you can pick up your message. Amen. Amen. Let us sing, Dying to be United. Let us worship Him. Amen. Created us for this purpose is to give Him the praise and to give Him the honor and the glory. Dying to be united. Amen.
Dying to be united. And in my soul. Dying to be reunited. In my soul I'm excited. Dying to be reunited with the one who's always dying to be. Dying to be reunited. And in my soul I'm excited. Dying to be united with the one who always is dying. Dying to be united. And in my soul I'm excited. Dying to be reunited with the one. Oh, sing it again. Dying to be. Dying to be reunited with the one always inside of me. There was a deep that was calling. Always inside of me. Oh, you sing unto Him. But there never was a deep to respond. Amen. Thank Him. My heart began searching, my heart, I didn't know what for, until the day He came, until He called my name this morning, amen, I can never, ever be the same, never, ever be the same, I'm dying, amen. Dying to be united, and in my soul I'm excited. I'm dying to be reunited.
have our seat. Amen. We have a request here for the saints to come and sing. This is the hour. Amen. We are all dismissed. If you have to leave, please, you can leave quietly. The saints will worship the Lord and give Him praise and give Him thanks. But we are all dismissed. Amen. If you want to remain and worship the Lord with us, it's fine. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. This is the hour. Amen. 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 You're not demand, it's not a demand for you to stay. But if you want to worship the Lord and give Him praise and be thankful unto Him, you're welcome. Amen. So make the announcement also of the message on CD this morning. Even the books we have in the library, they are there for us also to keep us in remembrance of all these things. As we always say, please use the library service. Amen. There are a lot of things there that could sure keep us in the spirit of what is going on. So you who have never gone to the library, please do your utmost. You go up there, you ask the librarians, they're willing to serve you in whatever capacity or whatever you need this morning. Amen. This is the hour.
and say, soon you'll be. Yes, it's coming for me. Yes, it's coming to take. Oh, soon you'll be. I grab on shake and say, I'm coming for you, my child. Oh, soon you'll be. Soon you'll be coming for me. Yes, it's coming to take. Oh, soon you'll be.
We want to give our God praise and honor and glory this morning. Amen. Just want to call Sister Arlene to come and sing for us. Amen. And all the saints could join in. Let it be our song this morning. Something is breaking amongst us. Amen. Amen. You sing. You worship the Lord. Amen. You give Him praise. You give Him thanks this morning. Amen. You praise Him. You thank Him. You worship Him. Amen.
Saying, say long, say long. and then the anointing falls upon this vessel. He who has been ordained to lift it up on that seventh plane, and something is breaking between mortal and immortal. The sun's coming up. He's removing the darkness of night. Yes, your keys be. Ritual scientist, he's working by laws to achieve this rapture and faith. Through secret passages, we're going 7 steps up that pyramid. Yeah, we will run through that, leap over into a supernatural realm. Ritual scientists working by laws to achieve this rapturing fate. Through secret passages, we're going 7 steps up that pyramid. There we will run through death, leap over into a supernatural realm. It's coming to life. Oh yeah, something is breaking between mortal and immortal. The sun's coming up, removing the darkness of night. After this mountain, eternity sets in. That's true.